It is not for the Law Council of Uganda to determine what value, as lead counsel, I will add to Dr. Besigye and Mr. Lutale's case. The Constitution of Uganda clearly gives them a right to counsel of choice, and their choice is that I lead the team. By asking what value I will add, they clearly were violating the Constitution of Uganda. Ironically, on the International Human Rights Day, the angry tone they have adopted in their letter of response clearly shows that the reasons for which they have made their determination are extraneous. They've also raised several extraneous matters which are not part of the legal considerations for grant of a license.
What does this mean for the defense team of Dr. Besigye?
Dr. Besigye's team is undeterred, as I am. I will continue to appear in court, even though I have no right of audience, as an observer. And today, I accompanied the Lord Mayor Erias Lukwago, who is one of the lawyers for Dr. Besigye, to Ruzila Prison. We saw them, and we agreed that we continue to push for their rights through the various forums. I will continue to mobilize Pan-African lawyers to come and be observers, and those who are from the Commonwealth will apply for licenses. We should not limit the right of Dr. Besigye and his colleague, Ms. Lutale. We must continue to push the boundaries. With the treatment, the rough treatment I got from the Law Council and their tone, which undermines the appearance of impartiality, one wonders whether Dr. Besigye and Mr. Lutale are likely to get justice in a military tribunal normally meant for discipline for military people, as opposed to him being tried as a civilian in a court of law. Not to mention the matter of the Supreme Court, under the leadership of the Chief Justice, keeping a ruling that would clear the air on whether civilians can be tried in a military court, delaying that ruling for over 3 years, almost 4 years.